I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's all about local food at an event in Harwich on Saturday, as folks are invited to come out and meet your local farmer.
Yeah, this is the sixth time that they've done this. The Harwich Conservation Trust and Cape and Islands Farm Bureau put this together. But how popular the idea of local food has become has become really clear, because they have more than twice the number of people participating as growers this year than last year. There's going to be 40 vendors coming from Sandwich to Truro, and they're going to talk about their products and talk about what they do. And they're going to be bringing such products as produce, honey, and cranberries, as well as shellfish, because there's going to be people there from aquaculture and lobstering. And there's also going to be live farm animals. And people from the Cape Cod Spinners are going to be there demonstrating using alpaca and sheep's wool. And that's all taking place from 2 to 4 on Saturday in the gym of the Harwich Community Center.
Now, Cape Cod has a lot of young people who have become successful as musicians, and one of those, Grace Morrison, is turning to a solo career, and there's a nice chance to hear her this weekend.
Yeah, there's actually two chances. Grace is originally from Wareham. She's now based on the Cape and is a music teacher, but she's been performing around New England for the past decade or so, since she was a teenager. She's played with well-known musicians like Eddie Money and then Greg Douglas of the Steve Miller Band. And one of the songs that she did with the Really Small Orchestra was featured on American Idol after they won a Big Break competition. But now she's left that orchestra and is going out on her own, and she's trying to change her sound a little. And fans can hear that with a CD launch party and concert she's got Saturday night at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod in South Yarmouth. And then on Monday, she's the featured artist at the Weekly Coffee House at the Muse Restaurant and Cafe in Provincetown. And we've got an interview with her as our Cape Week cover story about what she's doing now.
The Cape Cod Natural History Conference marks its 20th anniversary Saturday and is again bringing together people concerned about the environment to talk about what's happening now and in the future.
This is all taking place from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the college on Saturday, and it's going to particularly focus on some of the biggest environmental and wildlife changes that have happened here since they first had the conference in 1996, and then, of course, look ahead as to what's going to happen now. It's sponsored by Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, and some of the topics this year is going to be marine animal disentanglement, the return of the Cape's gray seal population, and how regular people are helping scientists learn about birds here, and then some new technologies that are helping scientists learn more about coastal erosion. There's a lot of expert presenters, but there's also going to be some regular people, including Nauset Regional High School teacher Valerie Bell and students from that school and Wellfleet Elementary School, who have teamed up for a study on oysters near the Herring River.
And Kathy, at Mashpee High School, part of the mission is involvement with the community, and the Blue Falcon Theater Group has taken that message to heart with its production of Godspell this weekend. Tell us about this.
Well, that's a musical by Stephen Schwartz that's really about the life of Jesus and the parables he tells. But those involved with the show there say really the overall message is about building a community. So the kids there and director Corinne Cameron have tried to use this show to reach out to people in a lot of different ways. They've got several community members, including the Mashpee School Superintendent Brian Hyde, that are going to come in and join them for the performance on one of the key songs there. And they're having all the songs interpreted in American Sign Language. They've also got some friendship bracelets that they've set up as an important symbol in the show, and they're also selling as a benefit to audience members. And all the proceeds from that help out artists in Guatemala who make these and use the money that's raised to help feed their families. If you want to be part of all of that, Godspell takes place at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday at Mashpee High School.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links, along with audio of this conversation, at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.